Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and Fritz. Elliot Shore-Parse with us all the way up until the trade deadline, which is 4 p.m. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. You know, I'll get to the poll right after I talk about this next thing. So I said, I read something today about a former quarterback that is the most psychotic, upsetting thing I've read in a long time. This is per People magazine. Tom Brady's dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua. After Lua, who the retired quarterback shared with ex-wife Gisele Bündchen and their children died in 2023, he welcomed another similar-looking dog, Junie, nearly two years later. Brady has revealed that Junie is a clone of the late pit bull mix. Quote, "I love animals. They mean the world to me and my family," the former NFL star said. "A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed. The company, quote, gave my family a second chance with a clone of our beloved dog." Brady is excited how Colossal and Viagen's tech together can help both families losing their beloved pets while helping to save endangered species.
Guessing you're not a fan of this.
This is a crazy, 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 kind of irresponsible thing to do. Now, first of all, Tom, it's not like there's not millions of dogs in America that need homes. Uh-oh. And you have to go invent a dog in a lab. The second thing is like, it's not even fair to the, it's not the same dog. It just looks the same. The dog's not going to act the same. Maybe it might have some similarities. It's not fair to the dog being compared to the other dog. There's enough dogs. Just go get a new dog. I don't need families across America, when their dog dies, cloning the dog instead of adopting other dogs. There's plenty of dogs out there. They're all sitting in tiny little kennels and in shelters across every city in the country. This is crazy.
Yeah, so
this is crazy.
Can't wait to hear this.
There's lots of dogs.
I adopted my dog. Adopting a dog.
Cloning?
Yeah, but like, I don't know, man. If he misses his dog and he wants to do it, like, it's not like...
This is like Pet Cemetery. This is like, oh, your dog died?
That's a good movie. But,
yeah. It is. It's crazy.
I mean, you love Rebel. Like, would you clone Rebel?
No.
But what if you wanted to?
No. I just told you
no,
I don't.
No, but I'm saying, I think if he wants to, he should be allowed
no
to do it.
No one's stopping him. I'm not saying there should be a law.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, I love...
I think it's like his own thing. Like, if that's what he wants to do, go for it.
Would you do it with your...
Kingsley?
No. How about, would you do it with somebody who's close to you?
Like a human?
Yes.
I mean, maybe.
But what if you miss it?
Nah, we're not cloning humans.
It's crazy.
I don't know the answer to it yet.
Like, I love that dog. I don't love a dog that looks just
like
my dog.
So that's my thing. I agree it would feel weird because it's not the same dog. It's not.
No.
I agree.
But everyone
handles it different. I don't know.
And this is all just a friggin' scheme for a company he's invested in, which is the other thing, too.
Like, I would kind of want to clone Kingsley if he died. Like, I would be a little into it. I don't know if I'd actually do it, but I would think about it.
It's disrespectful to Kingsley.
What? Well, here's the thing that I don't understand.
Yeah.
The whole cloning of the pet. You can get a dog that looks very similar to the dog you already have.
Yes.
Same breed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Color, that whole thing. The personality is not going to be the same.
Well, so that's my question. Is it not for sure? Like, I don't know.
Well, you would have to judge what causes the dog to act
nature.
The way the dog.
Right? Yeah.
And you can clone it all you want. It's not, if they cloned you, that person is not going to act the exact same way as you because there will be things that'll be different.
If there's one person at the station, they're not cloning.
I can tell you.
It's me.
No, we can use two of you, man.
Yeah. You work hard, man. Two of you, we'd be covered.
I was about to say.
Yeah. Just don't clone your dog.
Yeah,
I got news for you. It's going to be a thing.
Well, it's.
Listen, I'm all out on cloning.
Yeah,
I'm all out on AI. I'm all out on all this stuff.
I thought you were in on AI. You got the ChatGPT app.
I do.
Yeah,
it works for me.
Okay,
just saying, I'm all out on Twitter, social media, AI.
Okay,
I'm tired of it.
Right.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what's real and I don't know what's not real.
That's a problem.
Dude, my Instagram feed now, it feels like it's constantly just fake images.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's real, what's not real. Yeah.
So that's how I know I'm 42.
I think that's
now.
Where I'm kind of tired of AI at from that standpoint.
Yeah, now Elliot is...
ChatGPT is pretty good.
Yes.
It's been working out
for me. It's like Google.
Well, I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
I was trying to show Jack ChatGPT earlier.
Yeah.
Was he in on it?
You in on the Frenzy?
No.
Come on, man.
I don't need it.
No, we'll get there.
Nah.
Believe me, I'm slow.
I'm getting back to the 90s.
Wait till he finds out it does baseball stats.
I don't need it. Don't want it. Eye test guy. Give me back the 90s.
Well, the eye test on the thing that you wrote was not very good eye test.
I thought that was fine.
But you said, did you see what I created?
I saw what you created.
Way better, right?
Okay.
Took 5 seconds.
No. Okay. So visually, I thought you meant the content inside of it.
Yeah, but the way something looks, if you look at I know you, right? All right, Jack. If there was an article that had 5 bold headlines and a paragraph under each of them, and another article that didn't have the 5 bold headlines with the paragraph, which one would you read?
So I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying the content within it was pretty good.
Yes, the content was good, but I said that.
That's all I was looking for.
Yes, I said the content was good. I said
all right.
The presentation
was not good.
That's where we use ChatGPT.
There we go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Don't clone your dog.
No,
you are 728 days until you turn 40, Elliot.
Is that you figured that out?
Yeah. No.
We're
that's
a
just yeah. That's
yeah. A countdown.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're gonna have a countdown.
I'm excited for
every
it.
Single time you're in. So
right.
You celebrated your 38th birthday.
38th. Yes.
And you are 728 days till 40. I propose that we have a big station event and we bring you in a casket.
I like it.
Okay.
Why did you go to London twice in 6 months?
Because I wanted to.
Yeah, but like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, that's a good answer.
It's a fine answer.
It's a boss move.
I know, but like,
you should try going once.
I know. I want to get there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You didn't even go when the Phillies went.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to go.
All right, well, never mind.
Totally trashed.
Yeah.
How you going to take our number one baseball guy?
Listen, we don't need to bring it. I'd love to bring that up, but I can't bring it up. Next time they go, I'll be there. Probably not.
Yeah, they're probably not going for a while.
No.
What'd you think of the two big trades today were the Cowboys traded a 1 and a 2 for Quinnen Williams, and then the Colts traded 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner.
So
what'd you think of those?
I like it for the Jets. Like, they needed to rebuild. So I like collecting the picks. Like, Sauce Gardner is an awesome player. Quinnen Williams is an awesome player. But they're not really doing much for them until they get a quarterback, until they do a lot of things. So I like the idea of just getting the picks for them, and it'll help them hopefully get a quarterback. For the Colts, it's an obvious overpay. Like, I don't think Sauce Gardner is worth 2 first-round picks. But you're the Colts. You're 7-1. You haven't been relevant in years. You have a legitimate chance to be the 1 seed. Like, I'm okay with making an irresponsible decision there. It is irresponsible. Like, I don't think it is worth it. But I mean,
Sauce?
He's a great player. I just don't think almost any non-quarterback is worth multiple ones. There are a few players.
I tell you, there's about 20 quarterbacks that ain't worth a multiple one.
I agree, yeah.
So,
but I'm saying when you trade multiple ones for a player, I don't know if Sauce impacts the game enough to be worth that.
Let me tell you how he does. First of all, they're in the AFC. He has to cover top receivers in the AFC.
Yeah, and top quarterbacks.
Well, but he has to cover
receivers. No, I know. I'm saying the passing game.
Yeah. He has to cover top receivers. If the Colts don't feel like they have that guy, now they have that guy. And he's under contract. And he's young.
I'm sort of on the two first-round picks. I say to myself,
he's a two-time All-Pro,
he's a great player. I just think two ones is a lot.
If you think the Colts are going to be good for the next couple of years, and you assume that the pick is going to be in the 20s, this is the way I would look at it. Is the production from two first-round picks going to be equal or less than to Sauce Gardner that you pick there? And my guess would be it would be less than, that you're probably not going to get an All-Pro. Now, maybe, but...
No, it'd be tough. Like, you're right. You're getting two versus one player.
To that Colts defense, man. I know what they did Sunday didn't look good. But even with the six turnovers their offense gave away, the Steelers defense, the Steelers offense, I think only scored on all the other possessions 3 points outside of those turnovers. I'm just saying the Colts defense, they add Sauce Gardner to that defense. If you want to be taken legitimately serious against Buffalo or Kansas City, yeah, that's a move you got to make.
I also think the Colts, who knows?
I like that move for the Colts.
I like it for the Colts. I'm just saying they paid a premium to do it. And
sure.
I think the only way the Colts go to the Super Bowl or the best chance is if they have home field advantage. It'd be very hard for them to go in. And this does help them do it. And, they're still the one seed, right?
Yeah. Although, in the playoffs, you got a running game and a defense, you're in the game.
Oh, you mean on the road? Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, you're on the road.
Like, you can run the football.
But see, Daniel Jones, I believe, with Shane Steichen, he's going to put him in a good position. Daniel Jones is not going to have to throw you to a title. Daniel Jones is going to have to make good plays, clutch plays, and not cost you the game. Mm-hmm. Like, when you got all the weapons around you that's good, like, the quarterback is less pressure on him to have to carry the team. There's only a couple quarterbacks in this league that I believe have to carry their team. And that's really Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen.
You don't think Lamar?
Yeah, I guess I'd say Lamar. Yeah, I throw Lamar in there with him. I'm talking about having to carry the team, right? Like, you don't have the extra weapons at your disposal.
Yeah, we could debate Burrow-ish, but I get your point.
If Flacco's playing, put up 42 points.
And I love Joe Burrow. He has T. Higgins and Jamar Chase.
No, I know. Yeah. I just think that to me, if you lose that player, does your season collapse? And the Bengals season has essentially collapsed. The Ravens season has collapsed.
The Bengals season has collapsed because their defense stinks.
Right. That's why I'm saying Burrow every week has to score a lot of points.
No, but I'm saying even with Burrow.
Yeah.
They might have the same
record.
Record and their defense can't stop anybody.
215-592-9494. We will continue talking to Elliot right after we tell you about National Appliance Warehouse. Jack, step up to the mic.
Come on, man. November's a big month, Spike.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you want to know Thanksgiving.
Why? Of course, Thanksgiving, football.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. Well, it's a big month.
I was going to say it's a mustache month, right?
No Shave November?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's not much of a thing anymore.
Okay.
There was a moment.
Well, it's a playoff beard, but the Phillies are... Or no, that's Flyers, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just shut the up about this? We get it. The Phillies lost.
Yeah, you're a
lad. Ike's like all thrilled they lost.
Yeah.
Everyone's ganging up on me. Every time you open the show, it's your team sucks. I mean, geez, I get it.
They're going to trade Bryce.
I know. Every time I get you in a corner, they're going to trade Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm fending for my life. You're lucky there's a glass between us.
Well, you're jealous. What?
Yeah. You want to fight?
Let's fight. Right after you beat the camera in basketball, we'll fight.
A little boxing.
Yeah. Right.
November's a huge month. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone knows about it. Yeah. Football, Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they say about Black Friday?
What?
It's not the same as it used to be.
No, it isn't.
But that's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse.
Oh, really?
No, come on.
What are they doing?
The National Friday, the Black Friday mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So all those prices that you're used to getting on appliances, they have them for you with the great savings. They leverage their billions in buying power to use that. So it's great. It's a win-win for everyone. Black Friday's back at National Appliance Warehouse. A lot of things set at a price. Price is sure.
Yep.
Means you're going to get the best price possible.
Guaranteed.
Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Finds a lower price elsewhere. Over 100 brands of appliances. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all of that at National Appliance Warehouse. And a difference-making team there to take care of you. Great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. So learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom, front center.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's good, fellas?
What up, Elliot? CJ?
Hey, I think you misunderstood what I was saying yesterday. I didn't say you didn't know Drew Hill. I said, hey, go check the song out.
It's okay. I felt
and
attacked.
I sent you the song yesterday,
too.
I sent you the song yesterday, too, on Twitter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I heard you talking about the Sauce Gardner trade.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing when y'all say it was like two number ones, the thing that helps it for the Colts is the Jets, I think, as far as what I've been reading, they take a hit as far as taking some of the money. Kind of like with Jalen that we just traded for.
Jalen Phillips.
They took a lot of his money.
Oh, wow.
And we didn't have to pay them much this year.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are paying like $1.5 million or something like that.
He's saying it's the same for Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, because
Sauce,
but
I think Sauce
thing.
Might still technically be on his rookie base salary, maybe. But he's right,
yeah,
he's very cheap this year.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it helps them to get like a player in for pretty much two twos. So that's my thing. Now, so this is going to carry over from yesterday because I am going to compare the two. You got a GM that has been to Super Bowl with a total of four times, and I know we're just rating him this year, but Howie is looking at things like, hey, I got all this money spent on the offense. You had all these guys coming up. Who was it? Sweat Garden. I mean, you had Sweat. Sweat had already took a cap here. We lowered his
pay
cap
cut.
Number.
Yeah, before, he took a pay cut.
Yeah. So he was leaving. Got $76 million. You don't like just foreign picks, but guess what? They matter. Because now you can wheel and deal. And he's looking at this guy like you throw him in this,
But here's the thing, CJ. You can wheel and deal, but if you had just replaced Josh Sweat, then you wouldn't have to worry about a compensatory pick. That's the issue. And if you get a player in the offseason, then that player goes through training camp. That player is there the entire time. Like, it just seems like robbing Peter to pay Paul. The compensatory pick to me doesn't matter. It doesn't.
But see, here's why it matters. You play spades. You've been around the congregation.
No, Spike doesn't play spades.
Yeah, I've never played spades.
I have not played spades.
Tell him, Mike, there's a thing called the Big Joker. When you know the Big Joker is out there, it's this thing where it's like, hey, it's the end all be all. Our Big Joker is Jalen Carter. We know that contract is coming. Mm. Supposedly, that's going to be the big contract that's coming.
Yeah. Well,
that Big Joker is a little more of a littler Joker than it used to be. But.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's a big. Then you got two more. You got a little Joker.
A little Joker's in the deck, too.
You got a corner that you got to pay on the other side.
Yep.
Who?
And
Quinion. Okay.
So as I'm saying, you got guys you got to pay on defense when you're paying the offense right now. So having all these compensatory picks and making moves, bringing in who we brought in, this Jalen that we just brought in, it matters because he knows the system already.
Well, but CJ, really quickly, like, you just brought in another guy you got to pay in Jalen Phillips.
Well,
like,
if you keep
But if he leaves, you're not going to get a third round pick. You're not going to get the same value.
You're not getting a third round pick.
He does if he knows the system already and he gets paid.
Well, so I'm saying, let's say he's awesome. Like, the best case scenario for the Eagles is not the comp pick. The best case scenario for the Eagles is he comes in here, he's really good, he helps them win a Super Bowl. Like, that's the best case, right? Then, were you letting him walk Like, you have to pay him.
He's going
to
walk.
Well, I don't think he is definitely going to walk. He's 26. If he's awesome, like, you're just going to let him walk? Yeah.
Well, because then you don't know what you got in the other guys. Yeah, right. So you may as well.
Now, there's, like, the injury history, so it's kind of.
Breaking news.
A tweet from Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh.
About A.J. Brown. As expected, Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown has not and will not be traded by today's deadline.
Right.
It is interesting that he's even tweeting it.
The as expected thing. Yeah. It's like no one said he was likely going to be traded.
Yeah.
There was obviously something happening there.
There was obviously. Yes. Yeah. Well, he's trying to be like, well,
exactly.
I did.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry. Oh, we lost CJ.
Well, I thought she was about to tell me AJ got traded.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's why I told Jack. I was like, hey, play the breaking news thing.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
So got him. Quick AJ point.
Yeah.
I think there's like sometimes an assumption he's gone next year, and he might be. But now that he's survived this deadline, they have a lot of time to like make it work next year. I'm just putting it out there.
But how are they going to make it work?
They've had 3 years.
I'm saying I think people are prematurely acting like he's definitely gone.
Is he happy?
Well, that's my point. He's not happy now, but you have more time. That's the only point.
But I'm saying, how are they going to make him happy?
They got to figure that out. I don't know. That's on Nick.
I don't know if he knows.
But also, even if he's unhappy, he's been like they have made it work with him to an extent over the past few years.
I agree, to a large extent. Listen, I would want him here.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that. But I'm not the one that he's throwing subliminal shots at.
I agree with that.
So it doesn't bother me. Just like fans and all fans that want him here and want to ignore him. Well, guess what? He's not throwing subliminal shots at you all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When he's talking about the passing game or he's talking about this and that and the other, it's either he's throwing it at the coaches or he's throwing it at his quarterback. So my only point is, and I've always said this about AJ, it's up to him and whether or not he's happy with his role in this offense and being a Philadelphia Eagle. It can't be I'm happy when I get what I want.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
You have a C on your chest. You're a captain. That comes with responsibility. No other captain does these things. We don't deal with this with no other captains on the team. You're a captain. And you got to either be all in. It can't just be I'm all in when I'm happy. And when I'm not happy, I'll throw stuff out there that'll cause disruption or troll people or get the media worked up in a frenzy and then the fans are worked up in a frenzy. Mm-hmm. Like, the fans don't deserve that either. The fans don't deserve that I don't know if I'm all in or if I'm half out, if I'm not happy. Because the fans just want to win. So all I'm saying is I hope AJ retires here as an Eagle. I hope AJ actually realizes that he's in a great position. Because it's the one thing I guarantee you T.O. regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Is not being an Eagle and leaving here.
Oh, I mean, he could have.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, but
so I would say for AJ, when you're frustrated, you got to do a better job of handling that stuff behind the scenes and not bringing it to the forefront. Being a good teammate. And that don't just mean to the ones you like. That means to everybody on the team. When you're a captain, you wear the C. You're supposed to comport yourself a certain way. It's supposed to be about the team. It's supposed to be about promoting camaraderie, togetherness, oneness. I don't hear any of the other, I don't hear Jordan Mailata, dude. I don't hear any of the other captains speak in this sort of way. Even when things aren't great, they're still in a mode of I'm doing what's best for the team. And that's all we want as fans.
So I agree.
I hope he's here.
Yeah. So quickly on the next year thing, I think the fact that we seem to both agree, if AJ decides he wants to be here and is going to like do it in a positive way, he'll be here. That's why I think surviving the deadline obviously means I think there's a better chance he changes his mind over the next few months. Right.
I like that.
But the second thing is more in the immediate future.
Mm-hmm.
AJ's next press conference is going to be very interesting. How does he handle it? What's his attitude like? What does he say about these things? I think it's a chance for him to really move past all this.
I totally agree.
If he gives his press conference and like doesn't seem thrilled or is given like answers we can all tell,
yep.
Yeah, like that'll be very, like he's not being traded. So at this point, it is about how is he going to feel the rest of the year? And I think his next press conference is going to be a major clue as to how on board he is.
There is no way he will be on the Eagles next year. There's no way. There's no way.
I don't think he can be happy.
Like this thing that has been festering for 2.5 years, he's just going to wake up one day and go, you know what? Actually, this is fine. He is so dug in. I almost think it is a point of pride to him that he is not going to
give in.
Give in to where they want him to be. I think it would be a mistake. No. He's a great player. Not a mistake for him to compromise. I think it would be a mistake to go into another year and go, actually, this is going to be the year where he's not going to do this sort of thing. This is three straight seasons he's done this.
I think we are all on the same page as to how upset AJ is and what the situation is. Like, we all feel the same way about it, right? I think maybe where I differ from you a little bit on this, Spike, is they have dealt with it for 2.5 years already, and they have won with it. So I agree with you. It is not ideal. It's not but if AJ is willing just to be the same guy he's been for the past 2.5 years, I don't think you have to trade him. The question is, does it get worse? Because you're right. Maybe he wants to go play for the Patriots, right? They're 7-2. Like, I can see that he loved the team. I can picture him that being an appealing spot for him. But I also think, I would be surprised if AJ's like, just trade me anywhere.
I'll tell you this real quick before we get out of here. I'll tell you what. The quarterback.
He might have
a lot to say about this.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And I would love to know what he would say.
Well, he's not going to say anything publicly. I'm just saying behind the scenes, this dude is not going to want to constantly be put in this position where he's doing everything he can as a quarterback to be a leader, to win football games, this and the other, to be questioned by somebody on the team.
You can get.
That's not going to make him happy.
I imagine there's going to be a Go Birds trade deadline wrap up.
Of course.
Are you
tomorrow morning?
Wednesday? Tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Ray Diddy.
That's who the guest is on ESPN?
He's got the Godfather.
Got James, too. It's going to be a Go Birds night with Ray Diddy.
Wow.
From Chickies.
From Chickies on Birds at the Bye.
So finally, me and Ray get to talk football.
So I'm sure he's thrilled.
Yeah.
We'll have the morning show, midday show, afternoons, and then ESPN from 6 to 8 with Elliot, Ray Diddy, and James. That is at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. And you can get the Go Birds podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, a special trade deadline one will be in your feed ASAP.
Yes, good to see you guys.
Good to see you too.
Welcome back.
Jordan Mailata joins us next, and then you will hear Howie Roseman right here on WIP. You'll hear him wrap up the trade deadline. That is coming up between 4 and 5 as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.